إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد أيها المسلمون عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, over the next few weeks, or rather months, we will, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, study together the life or the biography, what we know as in Arabic as as-sirah, the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be discussing the life of the greatest man to ever have lived, the greatest man to step foot on this earth from Adam alayhi salam until the last man that will walk on the face of this earth. We will be speaking about the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He created the creation, He chose and He selected from them, He preferred from all of His creation the Anbiya or the Prophets. And then from these Prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected and He preferred al-Rusul or the Messengers. And from these Messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected those five known as Ulul Azm, those with great determination. And they were Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And then from those five selected messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one, and he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was chosen over all of the prophets, over all of the messengers, and over those five highly regarded messengers as well. He, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, was the seal of our Prophet, Allah Jalla wa Ala chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come with that message in its final form. As a matter of fact, we find from the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu arda in the Sahihain, meaning in Sahih al-Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding himself. And note here that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not speaking about himself because he was conceited, but rather we have to always keep in mind the words of Allah jalla wa ala when he says وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he does not speak from his own desires. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about himself, when he's praising himself, this is not something he is doing for his own benefit. This is revelation, divine revelation, which had been revealed to him by Allah jalla wa ala, and he was ordered and he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relate it to us. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Through him, that is through his messenger. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ قَبْلِي the likeness of me and that of the messengers or the prophets that came before me is that of a man who builds a fantastic building, a wonderful and a beautiful looking building. He beautifies it and he tries to perfect it, except that he leaves out in one of its corners just the space of one brick. And the people come to this building and they start admiring it. They look at this building and they are amazed at how wonderful it is, how beautiful it is, except that they notice this one brick that is missing. And they say, هَلَّا وُضِعَتْ هَذِهِ اللَّبِنَةِ, that shouldn't it be that this brick now should be placed in this spot? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, فَأَنَا اللَّبِنَةِ وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He said that I am that missing brick and I am the seal of the Prophet. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected his message through his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected this deen for us through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one, wallahi, no one but no one understands the value and the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam besides Allah jalla wa ala. None of us knows just what a great man he was, and none of us truly realizes the value of this man Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look to the Quran and you see how Allah jalla wa ala praises him and purifies him in every way. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, مَا زَاغَ الْبَطَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises his messenger and he purifies him from head to toe. And Allah jalla wa ala praises him with the greatest of praises when he says to him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed, you are on the best moral character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ways. Amongst those ways, if we look to the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath and he swears by many things. But never ever did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the life of anyone besides the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of those prophets and messengers that passed, Allah Jalla wa Ala never swore on their life to anything. But he said, وَلَعَمْرُكْ, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, and by your life, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. So he swore by the life of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning, of course, the disbelievers, that indeed they were in their intoxication, wandering blindly. You want to know how Allah Jalla wa Ala honored his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Again, look to the Quran. You will find in many places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his messengers and his prophets directly by name. Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjaka al-jannah. يا عيسى إن متوفيك ورافعك إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي. يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام. So Allah Jalla wa Ala addresses his prophets and his messengers by their names. O عيسى, O Adam, O يحيى, O زكريا. يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض. O داود. But never ever did he say, O Muhammad. Out of respect for him, the honor he showed to his last messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, How did he address him? He addressed him by his title, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Inna Arsalnaka Shahidan wa Mubashiran wa Nabira wa Da'iyan ila Allahi bi Ibnihi wa Firajan Munira. Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul, La Yahzunka Alladina Yusari'una fil Kufr. O Messenger, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed his most beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look to the Quran also, and you will never find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of his Prophet alone. But rather, when he mentions the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with it, he mentions his title. He mentions the fact that he is the messenger of Allah. Muhammadun Rasulullah. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمِ النَّبِيِّينَ. This is from the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards his messenger, صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And here is something else that is absolutely amazing. As though this was not enough, that Allah Jalla wa Ala blessed His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam in this way. But look to the Quran and you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a duty upon the prophets that came before him, that should Allah Jalla wa Ala will that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be sent to mankind as a prophet and a messenger during their lifetime. So any prophet, if it so happens that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to appear in his time, then Allah Jalla wa Ala made it incumbent upon them. It was binding upon them that they would have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and support him and follow him. Regarding this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُم رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرَنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala said this to his Prophet. He says what means in the Quran, and recall when Allah took the covenant of the Prophet. So this was a promise he took from all the Prophets before. This is what he said to them, whatever I give you of the scripture and wisdom, and then there comes to you a messenger confirming what is with you. And here Allah Jalla wa Ala is referring to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal said to them, you must believe in him and support him. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said to them what means, have you acknowledged and taken upon that commitment? And the prophets responded, we have acknowledged it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them what means, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses. The reality is that I could spend weeks on end simply recounting for you all of the virtues and the merits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But inshaAllah ta'ala, as we study his biography, we will become familiar with more and more of the virtues and the merits of the most beloved of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayyuhal akhyar, before we start actually discussing the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I need to point out a few matters. Firstly, when we talk about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we discuss his biography, rest assured we are not doing it for the sake of entertainment. We should not be looking at the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the biographies of other men. It is not becoming. Especially after we know how great He is. Especially after realizing what His status is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to simply speak about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recollect some historical facts. Absolutely not. This is not the purpose of studying the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to realize who it is that we are speaking of, and we have to set some goals. Why then are we going to discuss the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Let me mention just a few of them, a few of the goals behind it. First and foremost, by studying the biography, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we want to understand the personality of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the circumstances in which he lived, in order to reaffirm, in order to confirm that he indeed was the messenger of Allah salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Let me clarify a little bit. What I'm trying to say is that we do not want to study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like we would the life of any other human being. Sure, he may have made that list of the 100 most influential men in all of history. That is meaningless if we're going to compare him to other human beings. So are we going to study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just like we study the life of some geniuses of the past or some others who made history because they were great leaders? Here's the danger in doing so. If we simply look at him as one of those influential personalities, then we are not bound by anything. When you study the life of any genius, of any leader of the past, you look to see what they accomplished and so on and so forth, and perhaps you will find something in the life of that individual that you can apply in your life. Maybe. But perhaps you will find things that were only appropriate in that person's time, and so they are not relevant to you. Do you see where I'm going with this? As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to study his biography as the Prophet of Allah, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because when we do it in that way, then we are obliged to follow in his footsteps. We are obliged to accept everything that he says. We are obliged to use him as our example. He was a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he didn't just speak from within himself. He was guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is the first thing. We want to understand and we want to affirm, we want to confirm that yes, he was indeed the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me tell you, it is actually an obligation upon us to study his life. It amazes me how many of us, when we see that our children are crazy over some hockey player or basketball player or whatever else, we will spend all sorts of money to purchase books and materials from which they can learn something about that great hero of theirs. We will purchase clothing for them that will have written on it the name of their role model. I ask you now by Allah, how many of us have invested in authentic books speaking of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wallahi ya ikhwan, it is a shame. It is despicable. On our shelves, we will find books of hockey players and basketball players, and wallahi worse than that. We will find books and materials speaking about the filthiest and the worst of the people walking the face of the earth today. Singers and actors and actresses and so on and so forth, and models. But perhaps we will not find a single decent book speaking about the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine our children are idolizing people who, if we applied the Sharia of Allah Jalla wa Ala, their heads would have rolled. Ay wallah. This is the sad reality today. In any event, we said that we want to study and understand the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet, because then we will realize that we are bound by what we study. This is the messenger of Allah, then we have to accept everything that he says, and we have to follow in his footsteps. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. From the goals that we should set behind studying the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, when we study this biography, when we study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see before us a living example of a role model in every aspect of life. Now, did Allah Jalla wa Ala not say, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ? And there is for you in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best example. Notice that Allah Jalla wa Ala sent to us the messengers in the form of what? Human beings. Had Allah Jalla wa Ala sent to us messengers and prophets who were angels, then very easily the people could have said, ah, well, you know, this cannot be my role model. This is an angel. His nature differs from my nature. So how could we take an angel as a role model? The angel has been created in such a way that he only obeys Allah and he never disobeys Allah. As for me, then I have that free will. The angels don't. So we would find an excuse. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets and the messengers as human beings for a reason. And here we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human being. And so we find in him a great example. He is our role model in every aspect of life. Let me give you a few examples. If a person is afflicted in any way, if a person is put to trial by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, then all they have to do is look back to the seerah, to the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and they will receive, or they will find consolation. They will find guidance. As an example, let's say for the sake of argument, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, but let's say one of us finds himself or herself in a situation where we are financially challenged. We can't even feed ourselves and our families. We're starving. Subhanallah. What should you do in a situation like this? How should you react? You know, if you go to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find that many times he found himself in that situation. On one occasion, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam left his home in the middle of the day, when it was customary for the people to be taking a siesta, a midday nap. And as he was walking, he found Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumah. And he said to them, what brings you out at this time? And he was surprised to see them. They should be inside sleeping. And they said to him, that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what brought us out is the severe hunger that we are feeling. They couldn't sleep. They wanted to go out to see if perhaps they would find something to eat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then swore to them by Allah that the only thing that brought him out of his house was hunger as well. So we will learn as we go through the seerah how to conduct ourselves, how to behave under certain circumstances. Those, for example, who are trying to teach others about Islam, they are doing the work of da'wah, propagating Islam, whether it be that they're doing it within their own homes, or in their communities, or on a larger scale, when they face all those challenges, when they are accused of this and that and the other thing, when they are abused, then all they have to do is go back to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will find consolation therein. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he went through. We will see as we go on how he was abused in every way that you could imagine. They tried to kill him physically. They threw filth on his back. They threw garbage on his head. They called him every name under the sun. They accused him of being a magician and a sorcerer. They accused him of bringing about divisions within homes. So this is another goal that we have while studying the seerah, the biography of the Prophet ﷺ. That we are going to find before us a living example of a complete and a perfect role model in all aspects of life. Yet another goal that we have as we study the seerah is that through the seerah, we are now going to start understanding the Qur'an much better. Why? Because if you look to the Qur'an, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on many occasions makes mention of something that happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he doesn't give any details. But while studying the seerah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the picture will become much clearer. So when you read a particular verse concerning, say, the Battle of Uhud, then we go to the seerah and we learn what the Prophet ﷺ did and what he went through and how he prepared himself and the believers. And this ayah, this verse of the Qur'an will make much more sense to us and we will understand it much more clearly. And finally, perhaps the most important goal that we should set when studying the biography, when studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we will try thereafter to translate that life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. In other words, we'll try to incorporate it in our lives. Once again, we don't want to read the seerah like we do any storybook. We want to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that truly we can take him as our role model, so that truly we can follow in his footsteps. So this is the frame of mind we should be in. First, let us realize something of his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the beginning we mentioned some of those things, some of those ways in which Allah Jalla wa Ala honors His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hopefully we started now getting an idea of how great this man actually was, salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And secondly, now we have some goals. We know why we are studying the seerah. We want to know this man as a prophet, not like any other man. We want to find in him the best of examples. The Qur'an is going to be clarified for us, or many of the meanings contained in the Qur'an are going to be clarified for us through his life, salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And finally, as we said, we are going to do everything that we can possibly do in order to live our lives as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وعليكم أيها المسلمون بالجماعة، فإن يد الله على الجماعة ومن شذ شذ في النار. واعلموا أن الجماعة هي التمسك بالكتاب والسنة وبمنهج الصحابة الكرام رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. يا ابن آدم أحبب ما شئت فإنك مفارقه، واعمل ما شئت فإنك ملاقيه، وكن كما شئت فكما تدين تدان. ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتابه المبين. فقال جل من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الكفرة والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وأهلك الزنادقة والملحدين. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، ورافع الدرجات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، وقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف اللهم مرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتاهم أجمعين يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم، واربط على قلوبهم، وأنزل السكينة عليهم، وانصرهم على عدوهم وعدوك يا عزيز يا قوي. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله.